So I basically just wanted to like, we're starting to just still work in progress, but we're starting to like try to start to think about like what the top priorities from people that we've spoken to. I think we have definitely taken into account what the conversation that you and I had last time that was very clear, like what your top like pain is around transcription, speech to text. And so I'm just going to share this one sec. Okay. Can you see my screen? Okay, cool. So I basically just wanted to get like your reaction to these and just like see like if it fits with you, and then we could start to like also just put down like biggest pains that you have, if that's okay.
I mean, I can even add to the top one there already.
Yeah.
Especially on transcription. There's more nuance to it. I think it's what's I've seen what's not on there right now is transcription of low quality audio. So especially like telephony, the 8,000 hertz Mu-Law crappy audio quality that comes in over the phone. That is like been our huge problem right there. Because there's like models are typically trained on like 16,000 or 24,000 hertz, and it's just do not do a good job of understanding that kind of low quality audio. We've even considered like doing our own like fine tuning on a lower level quality, but it still has not been great. Although we have found kind of a way around this, and actually some customers prefer it now. We've been using since we're like our app is currently like multimodal, so like you can talk to it over phone, WhatsApp, text, and you're all talking to the same agent. And what we started doing is people actually liked doing WhatsApp voice memos, and that quality is great because it's coming straight from their phone and it's going over WhatsApp, and that's like high quality. So like the transcription is perfect now. But anyone who's relying on phone calls, forget about it.
Interesting.
Yeah, customers are loving the WhatsApp voice memos. They find it actually easier than having a phone call,
Really?
because then they can just read the response when it comes in, and typically like a lot of our customers they don't really have even time for a call sometimes. Like they're like kind of multitasking so much that they just need to like quickly pop off. Like, all right, my agent just sent something, and now I gotta like respond real quick. Then I gotta handle something else in the real world real quick, so that's actually been amazing for us, because this the low quality voice problem has been like a real thorn in our side, clearly, as it was like our first my first pain point.
Okay, that's super interesting. But by the way, do people, because someone else told me about that they were going to start using WhatsApp as well. Do you not like, because I know like here everyone uses WhatsApp, I use WhatsApp. But my friends in the States like typically
Nobody uses it.
don't, right?
So this pretty much only applies to our customers in EU or UK. So
Global,
unfortunate.
excluding US, I guess.
And the only reason I have WhatsApp is because I just know so many people over there that like basically bullied me into getting WhatsApp.
Yeah, delivery.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, very helpful. Okay, and then so how do you feel about the kind of like it's hard to reliably know how well conversations are going? What changes, what differences should changes make?
Yeah, we actually started I had one of my engineers actually working on it this month, because we've been noticing this a lot with some customers, where they're like, hey, like I would like they our customers want to know when a conversation went poorly. They want to know, like they want to be floated up to them so they can like intervene. So we haven't rolled it out just yet. Like we're ro like literally he merged it in today, so we have not seen what the I mean, I'm a little skeptical that LLMs can positively identify when a conversation's gone badly. Or actually, you know what? I'm more worried about false positives on that. We'll see. I trust my employee on this one, but I have just doubts on the ability to determine that. Or yeah. Like I feel like a conversation will mostly go 100% correct, but then there was like maybe one mess up, and then it's gonna consider the whole conversation messed up. You know that I've worked with LLMs enough to know that that's tends what it do. You know, I'm not sure if that's what you meant by
Like
that,
if it
but.
was listening to our call, it'd be like, oh, this, Jack said something, and then
Yeah, and it just like misinterprets it or reads too much into something.
interesting. Like two kind of what's the word? Like human, some humans are like this as well, right? Like overthinkers or something,
So anyway, we're trying to focus mostly on like, hey, did the conversation resolve? Like in the end, did they get what they needed to go? And even though if there was some tribulation along the way, but maybe it could have like varying degrees of like, all right, this conversation went sort of okay. Yeah, this one. Yeah, like it's definitely been enough of a problem because call quality has been not that great that customers are starting to complain about this and they want to know when something's gone wrong. So I mean that alone is an indicator that, you know, voice agents are not quite there yet. Although there's sometimes you know, it also depends. Like sometimes it's like a problem of transcription, but sometimes it's also like the AI just like has no idea based on like it was like a one instance was oh yeah, like a customer called in and asked something that the AI had no way of knowing. It was almost like a current thing, like oh hey, it's raining today. Is the site open? And in the AI was just like, well, I don't really know. And then it fortunately made something up, and that's like we can't
Oh
have that. Yeah, that's not cool. So
Yeah.
there's this hallucinations that can happen in there as well. And again,
Do you
that's
have
something
like
that like picking up like if this conversation went right or wrong, it's kind of hard to tell because it sounded like it was confidently, I mean, it was confidently incorrect. So.
Do you have like, I was thinking the other day, this is just like massive aside, but like how we have like Sentry when like we hit like, I don't know, there's just some sort of permissions error or something like API key expires, let's say. We kind of learn immediately like shit, like we need to fix this.
Something's messed
Like,
up.
is
Yeah.
that like
That's actually a
an
really good idea to like create like custom alerts for that. Like we have like something similar for that for a couple of things. Like if somebody if like a number gets a lot of like dead calls, like people calling in and just saying nothing. We have like alerts for that right now, but this is actually really a good idea to like have alerts for like poor conversations happening.
Yeah, I guess it's like what you said, like that balance of like not if you have too many false positives, it's just like you're never gonna even check the stream of notifications, but like you don't want to miss the actual ones where it's told someone, oh yeah, it's open, head drive over 3 hours to
It's
like
terrible. Exactly.
okay, super interesting. And this was kind of also how do you feel about number three, like turn taking latency break, conversational flow?
I would say it's still a problem for sure, but like I think probably not as much as the other ones. I think what we started doing is just l allowing more time to for the agent to pause and think about something so that it has more time to get the correct transcription and really know when the person stops speaking. And the one thing that we use for that is just having a little waiting noise, like it's like an I thinking noise. We're just like a boop, 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 you know. Something like that. And that goes hard, you know, that people know to wait for that.
So good. So good. It's that classic. That, that whole like elevator thing where they like people complain. You know, that story is like classic design thing of like slow elevators, put in mirrors and people stop complaining. It's like, that's great. One side thing, just that like I haven't got this on there, but like some people I had it mentioned. Do you have any challenges around like onboarding?
Tons, I would say. We ended up like hand-holding a lot of our customers because of this. Or like they don't even want to try it unless like they don't even want to demo it unless we completely set it up for them. And then we give them a number and then they like will try it out. And then that works really well. But getting them to we have not had many people coming in from the cold and setting them up themselves and getting running up and running, like basically zero at this point.
Okay, so you're spending a lot of time on onboarding people.
Yeah, a lot of time onboarding, unfortunately. And I think it's been better because I think we would rather handhold them and make sure that the agent is set up correctly than have them try to do it themselves and then have a poor experience and then just bounce. But obviously that's not ideal. Like obviously we would love it to create our own, like we've made so many adjustments to our onboarding process at this point, where we even try to make it more automated, have like AI, like you just give them a basic, like you give them your, if you have like a, let's say you're a restaurant, you just give them your website and then we'll do all the research in the back end. Like the AI will do the research in the background and try to set up the agent for you as like a first pass. And then you can give feedback. But even they don't want to do that, you know. It's I don't know if people are just like already getting too used to AI companies, and they're like, "Hey, you should, this all should just be done for me," you know. But it's been tough. It's been tough.
Interesting. Yeah, this is how do you think that like for if you're slotting that into like pains, like do you think onboarding makes it into top three or is it like not in top three?
You know what? I would say that makes it a top three. I would replace the taking turns at this point and say that the onboarding is up there.
But below, not as big of a problem as the other two.
Yeah, I would say not as much. Just mostly because like we're still, since we're trying to like mostly target like more high valuable customers anyway, it's not that big a deal. Like we're not too worried about that as much. But I mean, it's something we would love to, have automated if we want to scale.
Yeah, I have. I mean, the others that you can kind of see how it might be like technology could maybe unlock it, but it's like, yeah, that one feels like it'll be tough, but I don't know. Do you think there's like technology that could solve, make onboarding customers easier? Or do you think it is just like a human pro challenge?
I mean, like, theoretically, you would think AI can unlock this somehow, but it would take so much effort to do so. It would almost be like a whole new company we need to spin up just to just to do this, you know.
Yeah, well, we have we're trying to solve problems in this space. So. I don't know. It's come up a couple of times now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big one. Yeah, I mean, if you're seeing a lot of other people having this issue, it's definitely something to it then. And it also would feel good to know that we're not the only ones that are having this onboarding issue.
Yeah, some people say like integrations, spending a lot of time on integrations. Stuff like that. So,
Well, that's
yeah.
definitely one thing everybody wants. It's like if you're trying to target real estate, then it's like, oh, well, I have this real estate software. Can you integrate with that?
It's like, does it have an API? And then you receive like a PDF that's got like,
Well, maybe everyone will just have MCP servers running at some point, and then we could just all talk to each other, and integration should be easier. But it's probably going to be a ways for that.
hope so. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. Okay, amazing. That's super helpful. That so the We'll probably only, I imagine, have time to get to Gaines, but kind of is like the sort of like the, you know, the result of that problem. Like if you had, you know, if you were to have solved that, what you would get out of it, basically. So like perfect transcript, like, you know, if you're imagining like something, the waving the magic wand, like that you would get out of it, like, so got here like perfect quote unquote transcription, maybe say like on low quality audio or something. Conversations feel instant and natural. I feel like maybe you can actually just like just put the conversations feel natural. And know how every conversation is doing. I guess
Being alerted.
being
Or
alerted.
not.
Yeah. And I guess the art, if we add another one, like customers can onboard themselves.
Yeah. Self-serve. It's the dream.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a big problem with the onboarding process is that because this is a such a new kind of technology, people are just almost scared to try to self to onboard themselves because they're worried about like they also like, they don't know what the capabilities of are like, and they I think they're more worried about messing it up and not being correct, that they just kind of throw their hands up and rather just have somebody help them,
Yeah.
which again AI should theoretically help. But you know,
Yeah.
maybe I think I'm also, you probably see this a lot in this space is, you know, AI companies tend to think AI is the solution to everything. So it's like our only tool in the toolbox. They're like, oh, well, I'll just throw AI at it. You know, that'll fix it.
Yeah.
And it's not that
It is.
simple.
Yeah, it is interesting. I don't know. It's always like, yeah, I don't know how, I don't know, like, yeah, it's I just had a deal with like a broadband company today, and like, you know, they still have humans, and it doesn't feel like it feels like it's like a lot of it's like the negotiation and things like that, and it's like, I mean, you can get AI that does the negotiations. Can you get the AI to understand? I don't know, like, it is it It gets into like interesting, I don't know. And I guess that's a form of, I don't know if that counts as onboarding, where they send me. Like, I still prefer to onboard over the phone than just like, I could have done it online, but I knew I'm going to get a better deal on the phone and stuff
That's
like that.
very true. I miss if that ever goes away. If you're just getting the same raw deal as as going online. You're not talking to a human anymore, you know?
Yeah, okay. And so sorry, Anthony, so do you think that these would, like, is this how you would, if you were thinking of what you would like to just exist, is this natural order that you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Super helpful. Is there anything that isn't on there that should be on
None I could think of right now.
there? Okay, cool. Thanks. That's really helpful. Yeah, so these is like, I've honestly found these last two ones, like, I haven't been doing it as much, to be honest, verifying, because it feels like these are the two main ones. But yeah, do any of these resonate or not resonate? Like, it's just too fancy of a
Yeah,
word.
might we'll
Yeah.
orchestrate end-to-end calls.
Yeah, I
Not
think,
too
I don't
cool.
know, like, what the, like, Matt, yeah. Don't know, transport network, like, of the, yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, just like the logistics of setting all this up.
Yeah, just like the managing all, like, the web sockets and everything, and just all that sort of like sending the audio, receiving audio, like trend, all that sort of stuff.
Which is the part I found the most fun while building stuff. But I like that kind of stuff,
Yeah,
so
it is fun.
yeah.
It's fun. That's what I'm doing right now, actually.
I was just reading the second one, the instrument system with recordings, eval sets, latency scoring. I mean, ideal, but
Turing
yeah,
Yeah,
I feel
not.
like what we end up just kind of like getting around that by being like, okay, like in the end product, is it, you know, actually that's I guess that's not a good way to go about that too, like you know, determining after the call if the call went poorly and then doing something about it then, you know, it's more firefighting than being proactive.
Catching it during getting
Yeah.
someone to
Yeah. Although
jump
we
in.
do have a lot of and this may be more like you know, is each individual system like, hey, did our text to speech start being slower or you know, our transcription start being slower and switching over to a different provider at the last second so that we know this. We actually do have that right now.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, we had to implement that because like certain services like Deepgram can be quite unreliable at times. Like it's that their transcription quality is great, but their latency, like it'll they definitely hit like some limits at times. And you know, it's sometimes faster to just switch back over to like 11labs' transcription or their text-to-speech, depending on like 11labs tends to be more consistent on their latency, for what we've seen.
That's super cool. That's really interesting. It's interesting that you managed to do that. That's great. Yeah, you measure just the response on the request, basically, and then change it when it's gets to
Yeah.
average or
Once it
something.
gets, once it hits a certain threshold over a certain amount of time.
That's super cool. I realize we're coming towards the end.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Yeah, that
Oops,
went
of
fast.
time. Thank you. That was extremely helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're gonna have some other stuff to share hopefully next time if it's still okay. And
Absolutely.
if there's anything that we can help with as well, please let us know. I don't know if like we're gonna set up swag and stuff soon. There's just been tons of debate in the team around like water bottle choices and all this sort of stuff. So
Oh
I've kind of checked out of that, but like someone's debating it.
yeah, you can spend so much of your time thinking about swag, you know, where you lose your mind.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Anthony, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I know your time is very precious right now, so thank you so much. And we're gonna
No problem.
try and make it worth your while. Thank you very much.
No problem. It was a lot of
Thanks.
fun.
See you later.
All right.